Saskatoon, Travis Patron, who hails from Redvers, was back in Saskatoon Provincial Court Wednesday to face two new charges, as well as his five previous charges. He appeared from the Saskatoon Provincial Correctional Center by phone and Judge S. Carter remanded him in custody and adjourned his matter to August 10. Patron is self-represented and wants a bail hearing, court heard. Crown Prosecutor Carla Dewar opposed his release. Court documents show that Patron now lives in Saskatoon. He used to live in Redvers. The new charges for 32-year-old Patron, who is the former leader of the now-defunct Canadian Nationalist Party, include harassment and breach of probation. He was arrested on August 2 and charged with two counts of impersonating a peace officer, one count of criminal harassment, and two counts of failing to comply with court-ordered conditions. Saskatoon police say they were called to a hotel in the 600 block of Spadina Cress. At about 8:50 a.m. on July 29, about a disturbance involving a man impersonating a peace officer. Patron allegedly approached a woman and her child, identified himself as a police officer and accused her of abduction. The woman went into the hotel with her child to get help and Patron allegedly followed her inside and caused a disturbance. Bystanders intervened and Patron fled on foot, say Saskatoon police. Then, on August 1, police got a call at about 2 p.m. that a man identified himself as a peace officer and offered to escort a woman in the 70 block of Campus Drive on the U of S campus. The woman declined and the man left. The U of S released his photo and warned staff and students that Patron wasn't to be on the U of S property. Police obtained video evidence and identified Patron as the suspect in both incidents. With files from David Wilberg, LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Hashtag crimecopscourt underscore escatoday. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep local news a touch away by bookmarking Saskatoday. SAW's homepage at this link. Click to bookmark our crime, cops and court section. Here's why you should bookmark your favorites.